If we're after a tablet, I hear that Apple are currently dominating the market.
They do, and they've probably done that ever since the iPad's been released, but Apple shipped an estimated 19.2 million iPads during the last quarter of 2020. A 40% increase, Lee, which is probably a sign of COVID, still over the estimated 13.7 million tablets that shipped the year before.
And I was thinking that maybe the last 12 months with the COVID situation might have interfered with those sales.
Yeah, it would have. And a lot of times because they get delivered straight to the house as well, that's probably why they sold so many as well.
Yep.
For all of 2020, Apple shipped an estimated 58.8 million tablets. Phenomenal figure. 24% more than shipped across 2019. Its nearest rival is Samsung tablets. They shipped an estimated 31 million. Market share, Apple really has 36%, more than double of what Samsung has on there as well. So, you know, when it comes to tablets, I really only recommend iPads. The Android tablets are okay, but they're not an iPad. They don't run as well as an iPad out there as well. Doesn't have anything to do with the operating system. It's a better experience for a tablet with the Apple iPad. This comes hot on the heels of Apple's financial results, which are eye-watering for October to December. For the quarter, Apple posted revenue of $111.4 billion. It's the most money they've ever made in a quarter, with net quarterly profit of $28.8 billion. Last year in the same quarter, $91 billion. Phenomenal figures, Lee. It really is for a company out there, to me. Eye-watering.
Yeah, amazing figures, particularly in the last 12 months, because we've had nothing like it before, have we, with the COVID situation there. So,
exactly right.
What about Fast Startup? What is it, and why we may want to disable it?
Fast Startup is on Windows PCs. It's a feature that was implemented in Windows 8, carried over to Windows 10, that supposedly provided this faster boot time when starting up your PC. It's always on. Most people, it's on every PC unless you've turned it off, because you really don't know about it. But, you know, there are people like me, as soon as you get hold of a PC, we turn it off. So if you leave it enabled, it won't do anything to your PC, but there are some reasons why you might want to turn this thing off. If you've got Wake on LAN on there, which means that you'd like to wake your computer awake if the internet suddenly comes to life on there as well, it can take a lot of hard drive space as well, so you might want to get rid of it. You can also have power buttons on your keyboard will not work, and fans in your PCs. You know, sometimes like you have a fan continuously spinning on your computer?
Yep,
that's got to do with Fast Startup.
But right.
The one I really don't like is that it can stop Windows updates coming down if you've got Fast Startup enabled. So I disable on most computers that I see. The instructions to disable are up on the website right now for people, because I put a little video up there so people can go step by step through about how to disable this thing. Does it start your computer up quicker? To me, no, it doesn't, and the benefits far outweigh getting rid of it.
And you can go to adelaidetechguy.com.au or talktech.com.au. And finally this morning, currently we're on iPhone 12, aren't we? Will we see an iPhone 13 in the foreseeable future, Richard?
I would doubt it, and so do a lot of other people out there. So there's supposed to be a rumoured i13, which will come at the end of the year. It looks like it's going to be called the iPhone 12S. And that's because Apple will never release an iPhone 13 because of the negative connotations surrounding the number. Numbers in tech are funny, Lee. We went from Windows 8 to 10. There was no 9. Samsung went from their phones from 8 to 10 as well. Numbers in tech companies mean a lot when it comes to sales.